Hello, everybody. This is Billy Brimp. I'm trusting you can hear me. It sounds as if you're all muted. I don't know. I'm just taking this by faith. This is Billy Brim calling from Tel Aviv, and I've been trying for the last, 8 minutes to get on this line with you, so this is kind of by faith that you're hearing me. If you are hearing me, I'm calling from Tel Aviv. I'm in the Dan Panorama Hotel. Shelley and I came over here the 1st of November, and we were the first 9 days at Yam HaMelech, at the Salt Sea. Maybe you've been reading my blogs. And then we came and joined a group. We're now with a group of 400 to 500 Jewish women. They're from America. They're moms. And someone has paid their way to come. And most of them are first-timers. Some of them are from Turkey and Canada and other places. But it's very interesting. We are like auditing a class in college. We're auditing their lectures. And we just came today from the most inspiring place, Independence Hall, where 70 years ago, David Ben-Gurion declared Israel a state, the modern rebirth of the state of Israel. And it was just so amazing to sit there. They're closing the place down for 3 years. They're going to renovate it. I think it needs some structural help, but also it is they're going to make it very, very modern. And we were some of the last people that got to sit into the very, very hall where it happened, just as it was back in those days. Now, I know you all have been hearing what's been happening in Israel. Gaza, from the south, has fired about 500 rockets. The Hamas, from Gaza, in the south, has fired about 500 rockets, pelted Israel. Now, Shelley and I left, 3 days ago. And after we had left, they had, even at the Dead Sea where we were, they had what they call a red alert. When you have a red alert, you have sirens, and then you're supposed to go to the shelters. So we had already left when that happened. But Israel, as you could well understand, especially the people who live on those borders, their children are traumatized. The people are traumatized from this constant raining down of rockets. Pastor Hagee said, and we were the first night, as you read in my blog, we were at he was honored for 60 years in the ministry. Such a wonderful time we had with Ambassador David Friedman and his honoring and Bibi's honoring Brother Hagee. But as he said, most countries, the United States of America, would not tolerate one rocket dropped on our country. And so here today, they've come into a ceasefire. The Security Council met. They met for hours and hours and hours, the Security Council of Israel, and they came out with saying, we're going to have a ceasefire. Now, that made some people in Israel relieved, but other people it made very, very sad and even mad. Today, the defense minister, Lieberman, resigned because Israel didn't do something drastic and take out Hamas. So he resigned, and there were three other ministers who said, we didn't vote for it. We're on the security, but we were not for it. Now, Bibi Netanyahu said, I know things that I can't share with the world. And this was what it was necessary to do. He said that Hamas begged them to sign a ceasefire. And so any time that they do fire another rocket or do one more thing, of course, Israel is going to answer back. The UN, as is their modus operandi, they said we want both sides to have restraint. But what kind of a restraint is it when you've been pelted by 500 rockets? So
even while that's going on, you know, it's divided. It's divided here as to what we should do, what Israel should do. And we were told, and I put it in my blog, a man who has the office of major, retired now, but he gets called up for special consultation. He said this is entirely operated out of Iran. Iran is Shia, radical Shia, have been since the Ayatollah Khomeini. But Iran, whose army, an arm of their army, is the Hezbollah, and they operate out of southern Lebanon. Some of you have been with us as we stood at Misgavam and looked over into the literal houses, which are literally arsenals of high-range and high-powered rockets. As he explained it to us, Iran is funding Hamas. Iran is funding Islamic Jihad, and Islamic Jihad is one of the groups that's mainly responsible for what's just happened, along with Hamas. Though they are funded by Iran, they're using them like pawns, because they really are Hamas, Islamic Jihad, or Sunni, and therefore they're not friends with Iran, who is Shia. But, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my enemy. And so Iran is behind it all. They're calling the shots. They're saying how far you go, how far you don't go. The major that talked to us, he said that it will escalate, but there may be these times of lulls. And so that's how it is right now. We appreciate your prayers. Israel appreciates your prayers and your standing with Israel. I just excused myself and came out of a meeting where four Israeli women spoke, and one of those women lives up on the Syrian border in the Golan Heights. And she talked about how literally the war that's going on, the civil war that's going on in 6 years, past 6 years in Syria, really by Iran again. She said sometimes our house shakes, our windows shake at the bombs and the explosions that take place in this war. And but then she also explained how when the enemy, they know this, that when they get hurt, they can bring their wounded over into Israel, and Israel will treat them in hospitals. This is an amazing country. This is a country which literally the Jews, their purpose, their call, is to reveal God to the world. And that's happened through the book. Of course, they've written the book that we read. And it's happening now by this little light, this little Israel over here in the midst of total darkness is shining lights brightly. It's just amazing. And, of course, all of us know that this is what God said he would do. He said he would bring them home. And I like Jeremiah 30 and 31. They are a book within a book. And in Jeremiah 31:10, I believe it is, it says, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. And so you're just in the middle of a miracle here, just in the middle of it, just seeing it. The fact that they exist at all is God, is God's hand upon them. And, of course, your prayers. You are to pray. I am to pray. We opt for Zion's sake not to keep silence until God makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. We will be traveling back tonight after we've gone to Latrun. I recommend to you that you read T-H-A-Y-N-E. It's pronounced Taney, but it's novels based on what happened here. They call it the Chronicles of Zion. They were written several years back, but they're about what happened here 70 years ago. And we just saw, as we were at this Independence Hall, why was this nation declared a state in Tel Aviv and not Jerusalem? It's because Jerusalem was under siege. It was under siege by Arab armies. the British, who had not yet left but were about to leave, had put such strength on Israel and not letting them break the convoys bring in food. It was a horrible situation. If they could have declared a state in Jerusalem, they would have. And so it's so good in the 70th year. If you might read the novel, Old Jerusalem, it's not really a novel. I think it's truth. Old Jerusalem is, but it reads like a novel. But the T-H-O-E-N-E, I think it is, Bodhi, Taney is really the way you pronounce the last name, Chronicles of Zion. But it tells you exactly what happened and what was going on here and what a miracle it is. We see this miracle before our eyes. I have heard one story after another as I meet with Israelis. And I've met with a couple of them. I'm going to tell their stories later on somehow if I have to write them up or whatever. The families, one by one, what God did for them to come here. And so when you're praying and you're praying in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit can take your prayers and take them often to this land and to this people. We're starting a school. When I get back home, we're going to have our first session. We're having our sessions. It's a prophetic, based on the prophetic scriptures. And it's it will be, I don't know when, but maybe next summer, it will be available online. And but it's just so necessary right now that we watch the things that are happening and watch them according to the book. Oh, my, how marvelous are these days. And, of course, I voted before I came here, and we've been watching how those elections have gone, and we've been praying. We know that the Lord tells us to pray, first of all. I got a text from Max. This was before I left. And, you know, or maybe even day or two after I got here. Max, as you know, is the Muslim brother who's been having visions. But then I saw Francine, a French lady who lives in America. She sent me also an Indian gentleman, has Silveraj, I believe his name is Sadhu Silveraj, has also had a visitation by an angel. He's someone that people trust. And what my friend told me and what was in that email that I just got today, we must be praying for our president. We must be praying for his safety, and we must be praying for his office, for his remaining in office. And so you are the very ones who know to do that. I know that everyone on this call, and when I was able to finally get on here, and I do hope you're hearing me, let me know if you're hearing me. When I was finally able to get on here, there were about 800 callers. And so that's quite a force. And so I'm really not free here in this hotel lobby to pray as we pray, as you and I pray. But will you do that right now? And will you lift up your voice wherever you are right now and lift it up for our president, Donald John Trump?
Hey, Mother.
Brenda, are you on? Yes, are
yeah.
you on?
I'm on.
Will you take the prayer now? I'm going to sign off.
Okay.
All right. Do you need anything more? Brenda?
No, no. We're good.
And Brenda will have noon prayer today. Right.
Yeah,
so
Brother.
Shalom, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you say, Brenda? Is somebody going to be
okay,
there?
I'm going to get prayer today.
Brother Wiseman.
All right. Brother Wiseman's going to be there. Oh, you won't want to miss that.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. I'll have to watch it later, but shalom, shalom. I'm going to sign off now. So everybody did hear me. Is that right, Tony and Brenda?
That is correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right. Thank you, guys. Okay. Shalom, shalom.
Well, thank the Lord. So we've heard from my mom, the general, in the body of Christ, what's going on? We've got to update. And so we just take these words. And I suppose, first of all, according to 1 Timothy 2:1, we are going to pray for our president, and we're going to pray for his destiny, and we're going to pray for his protection. And let's just lift our voices as one in the Holy Spirit right now for him. Father, we thank you for the angels. We thank you for the angels you've assigned around here. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He can't even call him, Mom. He can't love Ruth, so cold. It's the branch of what I am. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you. So we just keep him covered in the name of Jesus. Keep his family covered in the name of Jesus. Father, now we go to Israel. Father, they're the apple of your eye. And Father, it's healing, bronze, the money. And oh, command the king, and that's the king of Rosso. It's shin, the bong, and bang, the deep, and all your sick and I, the moon. Oh, Raman Chanda Ki. Oh, Raman Chanda Ki, I say. Oh, Rakal, and neon, so Raman Yaki. Oh, Rabashaya, say. Igay, no Rabron, so Raman. In the name of Jesus, Ishora Rosso Koraman Stam, and Dansti Gale Vristi Gale Bandada Ko, Ise Kanaye, Isora Bashon Nobokora Bakiate, Ike Lavrona Maha, E Ne Kanso. In the name above all names, we come against the forces of evil in the name of Jesus that have come against the north, that have come against the south, the east, and the west. And we base it upon the prayer assignment and positioning of McDowell Arbell in the Galilee. And in that authority, we say, cease, 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 peace be still in the name of Jesus. It's Tikor Ramashen. In the name above all names. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for the protection of the group. We thank you for that which you called them to.
Thank you.
We thank you for safe travel for each one of these precious women, for Shelley and Billy, and we thank you that they get with no delay back to the States. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for your faithfulness to pray, and thank you for coming online today. Thank you for keeping that spirit of prayer. Hallelujah. I am going to read maybe a little bit of Psalm 29 because it is so cool. When we're praying in the Holy Spirit, it's the voice of the Lord. He gave us his voice. And it talks about how powerful the voice of the Lord is. For the voice of a song of David. Prepare. I'll read. I will go ahead and read a little bit of it. A song of David. Prepare for Hashem. You sons of the powerful. Prepare for Hashem, honor and might. Prepare for Hashem, that honor due his name. Prostrate yourself before Hashem in the splendor of holiness. The voice of Hashem is upon the waters. The glory of God thunders. Hashem is upon vast waters. The voice of Hashem in strength. The voice of Hashem in splendor. The voice of Hashem that breaks the cedars. Hashem shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them prance about like a calf. The voice in verse 5, the voice of Hashem pleads with shafts of fire. Reminds me of Acts 2. And then it talks about the voice of Hashem. And then it says, while in his temple, all that say is glory. And the sages say that when he says breaks the cedar, these are like strongholds of the demonic forces. They say it's like armies. And so when we're speaking in the Holy Spirit, that's the voice of the Father, the Hashem, the Father, to the Spirit. That's breaking things, demolishing things. Oh, Rabaki, Shibong, Kanshe. Esikons, the brunch, the juice, the candle, Sorakish day. Isorakish day. And the brass, the bokons day. Esora rish, the gandans, the bank, I hate it. And the sorry gile brunstein. Siku ilekiana mayin egistora bakayeti estongas tiko distora ratiana. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Lifting our voices to you today. Some of you sing them. Some of you sing the voice to the Lord. Some of you speak it. Some of you whisper it, but it's strong, thunderous, strong and mighty. In Jesus' name, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for joining us. Shalom, shalom.